Good afternoon. My name is Dan, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Meet the CEO conference call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question at that time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, please press the pound key. Thank you. I will now turn the call over to Brian Tippett, President of Flana. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Welcome everyone for joining this webinar, a bit of a town hall meeting. I certainly hope we'll be doing more of this sort of thing in the future. It's my honor to introduce David Biederman, the new CEO, Executive Director of Swana. David came on board at Swana effective April 27th. He was the Vice President, Government Affairs, General Counsel, Corporate Secretary for the National Waste and Recycling Association. He was responsible for all legal and government affairs issues, managed a 38-member Board of Governors. He writes, or at least wrote, the column for industry's most widely read trade publication, Waste 360, on federal, state, and local legislative and regulatory issues. He also established NRWA's safety program, including regional training seminars that provided training to hundreds of attendees annually, obtained federal funding for videos and other products, and OSHA DOT compliance assistance to members. He wrote a monthly safety column for the industry's most widely read trade publication. He's also successfully recruited dozens of companies to join the association annually. Now, before I turn David loose, I have a few questions I want him to answer during his course of presentation, or maybe at the conclusion. There are three. The first one is, how do you pronounce your name, David? Is it Biederman, 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 or something else? And would you give us a little story to help us remember the correct pronunciation? Number two, I appreciate this town hall type of webinar. It shows our desire to be more transparent with the membership. Is this a hint that you may want to get rid of the secret handshake? And number three, do you like Cuban cigars? And if so, will it affect how you reach out to Cuba and other countries in North America as we grow Swana membership? And with that, David, I turn it over to you.
Thank you, Brian, for that kind introduction. Good afternoon, everybody. And to those of you on the West Coast, good morning. My name is David Biederman, and I appreciate that so many of you have taken time out of your busy day to participate in this webinar. I'm humbled, excited, and honored that your international board selected me to be SWANA's executive director. This is a very exciting time in the rapidly changing municipal solid waste sector, and I'm looking forward to meeting many of you in the weeks and months ahead. As Brian mentioned, before I joined SWANA in April, I spent the previous 18 years working at a trade association that, much like SWANA, represents many of the hardworking men and women who have the difficult job of collecting and managing waste and recyclables. While some of you may know me as that association's lawyer or perhaps as their safety expert, I believe your leadership selected me not because of those skills, or not only because of those skills, but because of my proven track record of success, strong leadership and revenue growth, and my deep understanding of the industry and how it's evolving. Guided by the direction provided by SWANA's new strategic plan, my vision for SWANA involves a growing, younger, and more dynamic association with engaged members that exceeds its members' expectations for service. This vision includes making sure SWANA is recognized as the critical informational resource for industry professionals, the media, elected officials, regulators, and the general public. This will require building up our capabilities in certain areas and communicating more effectively to the industry and others. That will mean eliminating the secret handshake, Brian. SWANA's new strategic plan provides a roadmap for how the association should evolve, and I'm looking forward to the challenge of implementing its goals. For the past 3 years, I played a critical role helping the National Waste and Recycling Association implement its strategic plan, which has resulted in a multitude of changes in the structure, programs, and even the name of what once was called NSWMA. Change isn't easy. I believe the board selected me, at least in part, because I possess the firsthand experience, skills, and judgment needed to guide SWANA through the changes that lie ahead. I'm excited to work with many of you to address these opportunities and challenges. And please keep in mind, we are going to have to work together to take SWANA to the next level. Over the next 6 months, a top priority for me will be attending chapter events in order to meet many of SWANA's leaders and members in both the United States and Canada. I appreciate the invitations I've received from several SWANA chapters to attend their upcoming events, and I look forward to them and meeting all of you. It is important that I listen to your thoughts and get your feedback on SWANA's programs. What's working well? What needs improvement? What should we stop doing? And what are we missing? I'm also excited about getting to know even better the hardworking SWANA staff, several of whom I've worked closely with while at my previous association job, and many of whom I've already developed good working relationships with during my first month here at SWANA. We've already had several initial conversations about whether there are opportunities to increase revenue or implement operational efficiencies that would make SWANA an even stronger organization, and I expect those discussions to continue. As I've mentioned at several staff meetings, we are running a nonprofit, not a charity. Staff is going to be more entrepreneurial in their thinking, and I'm pleased to report that we're already seeing some progress in that area. Over the longer term, our goal for SWANA is quite simple: to ensure that this association continues to be the leading North American professional association in the municipal solid waste sector. In the United States, SWANA is the only truly national solid waste association with chapters throughout the country and on both coasts. In Canada, our terrific chapters are strong, and I look forward to meeting their leadership soon. Consistent with the SWANA strategic plan and guided by your input, we will develop new programs that generate non-dues revenue and strengthen and expand existing programs. One early effort will draw on my experience and passion for improving worker safety. During my time at NSWMA, I established a very strong association safety program that is helping municipal sanitation departments and the private sector waste industry reduce the frequency of accidents and injuries. Importantly, I obtained nearly $500,000, nearly $500,000, in grant funding from the United States Department of Labor to support these and other safety-related activities. There are a wide variety of funding opportunities for organizations seeking to improve the environment, public health, and worker safety, and I intend to pursue them aggressively as SWANA's executive director. SWANA is the industry's go-to resource for certification, education, and technical programs. I intend to help SWANA become the leading safe source in the United States and in Canada for waste and recycling employers and employees as well. Hopefully, most of you saw that we added a new safety section to the monthly SWANA newsletter starting this month. And please stay tuned for several important announcements over the next few weeks regarding new safety ventures here at SWANA. Working closely with the board and staff, we will make WasteCon and other SWANA events and conferences more profitable and meaningful for both exhibitors and attendees. I'm very pleased to announce that Catherine Garcia, the New York City Department of Sanitation's commissioner, has accepted our invitation to be a mega session speaker at WasteCon in Orlando. In addition to being the first female commissioner of the largest municipal sanitation department in North America, she is managing important changes in how New York City handles waste and implementing several large pilot programs around recycling and organics that will be of great interest to WasteCon attendees. And as a fellow New Yorker, I'm thrilled to have someone from my hood be there as well. We hope to announce a second exciting and high-profile mega session speaker for WasteCon shortly. Now, I will miss my annual debate with Barry Shanoff at WasteCon regarding legal issues. But instead, I expect to spend my time in Orlando meeting many of you and learning about SWANA's people, culture, chapters, and educational programs. So please go to SWANA's website and register for WasteCon today at the end of this webinar. Operators are standing by. We also need to evaluate additional and better ways to attract younger employees to SWANA. The Young Professionals Group is off to a great start, and I applaud SWANA's leadership for establishing and nurturing this important group. I've attended several association leadership events over the past few weeks here in Washington, D.C. Many associations face the challenge of attracting new members and developing new leaders as their older association members, many of whom are in their 60s or 70s, are retiring. We need to make sure we devote sufficient resources and get your help to successfully attract and engage younger members. An engaged member is usually a lifelong member of their association. Speaking of member engagement, this will also be a top priority for me. I have had telephone conversations with more than a dozen chapter leaders so far this month. They've made it clear to me that some chapters feel disconnected from SWANA headquarters, not feel fully engaged with the association. We need to overcome that perception. We will work on communicating more effectively in order to better engage our chapters, chapter leaders, and rank and file SWANA members. Membership engagement is critical to our success as an association. Engaged members usually comprise the leadership of an association and are much more likely to renew their membership. While our membership recruitment efforts this year have been solid with more than 1,000 new members, we must also keep them as members. SWANA's membership retention rate is not quite where it could be, although often members leave SWANA because they've retired or they've left the industry, not because they're dissatisfied with SWANA's programs or services. We need to do a better job of identifying these people before they leave. Find out who will be replacing them and make sure that person is or becomes a SWANA member. We will need the chapters and many of you who know these individuals and organizations in their states or provinces to work with us to develop an efficient process for identifying and recruiting these prospective members. In addition, while SWANA is attracting lots of new members, we need to make sure we engage them by providing them with meaningful and useful member services and benefits. In addition, it is important for both staff and members to invite them to an upcoming chapter or national event, or simply call or email them to welcome them into SWANA. Let's make sure our new members are aware of the tremendous variety of member benefits that are available to them and turn them into renewing members who become chapter leaders in the future. One of the strategic plan's goals is to be more visible on the advocacy front. Although the implementation strategy for this goal is not scheduled to start until next year, we have taken some initial steps in this area since I joined SWANA. First, I submitted a letter to the editor of the New York Times in response to an article about organics diversion that was unnecessarily anti-landfill. We will continue to look for opportunities for SWANA's voice to be heard in the national media. So if you see an article in the press that you think requires a response from SWANA, please let us know. Second, earlier this month, I met with OSHA officials concerning solid waste safety issues with an emphasis on temporary workers. Third, along with staff, I've had several meetings with EPA officials to discuss increased collaboration and partnership opportunities between SWANA and EPA. As the former Vice President for Government Affairs at NWRA, I am confident that I will be able to take SWANA's advocacy program to the next level. In March, I had the privilege of speaking at the SWANA Indian Nations Chapter annual event in Tulsa, Oklahoma. I was warmly welcomed by that chapter and was thrilled to see about 100 attendees and 20 exhibitors from both the public and private sectors, from large and small municipalities and companies, coming together for education and networking. As your executive director, I will work hard to make sure that all of SWANA's events and programs are similarly successful. And I come to work every day excited to roll up my sleeves and make that happen. The waste stream is changing, and as the largest and oldest organization in North America representing solid waste professionals, we need to change with it. John Skinner has been a terrific leader at SWANA. I thank him for his service, wish him a long and healthy retirement, and plan on building on his legacy of success to make SWANA even bigger and better in the years ahead. Thank you very much. Operator, if you want to set up the queue.
Thank you. At this time, I'd like to remind everyone that in order to ask questions by phone, you must dial star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. I'll pause for a few moments now to compile today's Q&A roster. Again, that is star one to ask a question. And there are no questions on the phone lines at this time. I'll turn the call back over to the presenters.
This is David Biederman. There is one question on the chat line. Someone asked for an update on the budget. We have a conference call scheduled this week with the Executive Committee and the Finance Committee to discuss the FY 2016 budget. Over the last few weeks, we've made substantial progress in defining our revenue and expenses that we project in FY 2016. And look forward to a productive conversation this week and then a productive conversation with the entire board probably in early June. I see a second question on the chat line, which was from Mark Rowlands, who was wondering about the letter regarding the landfill. Mark, the article was in a Cleveland area newspaper and involved one of my personal favorite topics, baseball, and organics recycling at the stadium in Cleveland. The article was very good and mentioned several SWANA members, but it took an unnecessarily anti-landfill angle and made some negative and what I thought were unnecessarily and undue negative comments about landfills. And so we took the opportunity to educate the Times about how landfills are a critical part of the overall solid waste infrastructure and that there's a significant role for landfills, not just now, but in the future. There's a question from Larry Haugen to give an example on what we can expect to see from SWANA that will help strengthen safety in both the public and the private sector. Well, before I came here, SWANA already began to distribute Safety Monday, a weekly newsletter that I actually created while at the other association, and that's one step that we've taken already, even before I came here. But we're going to build on that, and we are going to be holding events. We're going to be looking for funding opportunities, and we're going to be making safety more important and of a higher visibility, everything SWANA does. And let me tell you the reason for that. There have been six fatal accidents over the past 10 days just in the northeastern United States involving the waste industry. And I'm from that part of the country, and it's challenging when you're dealing with a lot of the smaller employers in the waste industry. It's not acceptable. It's simply not acceptable, and we're going to do what it takes to remedy that situation. Question from Michael Greenberg. Have I had enough time to review the strategic plan developed by the board, and what are my initial thoughts? I have reviewed the strategic plan. I have read it cover to cover. I think it's good. I think it's ambitious. And I think we're going to have to take a look at prioritizing what things we can do early and what things we may have to defer given resource limitations. But I think the plan is an excellent one. It clearly involved a lot of thought. I think the overall direction of it is very good. And fortunately, some of the skills that I think I bring in terms of advocacy and safety and communications are embedded in the plan. And I look forward to working with you and others on the board to help implement it. I have a question from Michael Mohager. I apologize if I'm mispronouncing your name, but my last name is pronounced Biederman, and it's been mispronounced by everybody since the beginning of time, so I apologize in advance. Do I have a position on waste? One second, the question needs to be queued back up. What is my position on conversion technologies other than waste to energy? I don't have a personal position on one technology over another. I think that there's a variety of disposal solutions that are available, and depending on local conditions, depending on economics, depending on the needs of customers, depending on policies and local policies, there's a role for a wide variety of disposal solutions, including conversion technologies. Are there any interesting pilot programs that New York City is initiating? Is another question. New York City, as I'm sure you know, generates more municipal solid waste than any location in the United States, about 11,000 tons per day on the residential side collected by the Department of Sanitation, and an equal amount by the commercial side that's picked up by the private sector. There are organic, there are pilot programs on organic waste collection, on e-waste. They're looking at ways to innovatively do collection in apartment buildings and multifamily apartments. And these pilot programs, because New York City is so large, are actually bigger than many cities' actual programs in these areas. Commissioner Garcia has talked about this several times, most recently in her testimony to the City Council in early April. And I think it's going to be a very exciting presentation that she makes. The other area to be aware of, for those of you who don't know, is that New York City is moving from a truck-based solid waste system, where most of the waste leaves New York City by truck, to a rail and barge-based program, where the majority of the Department of Sanitation's waste will be leaving the city by rail and by barge. And I think there are lessons there for those of us in other geographical locations. Another question from Mark Rowland. Viewing waste as a resource is a very different paradigm from the past. What will SWANA do to further expand into this area with promotion and education? I think that to some extent we've been viewing part of the waste stream as a resource for a while. Waste is used as feedstock for landfill gas extraction, and has been we've been doing that for decades. A significant portion of the waste stream has been recycled. We're up to about 34% of the waste stream being recycled now, and I can tell you that EPA is going to announce the latest figures for that sometime next month. We're going to have to do more to educate not just our industry, but our customers and the general public that waste is, in fact, a resource, and we're working on developing the tools and capabilities to do that. But that will be a new area for us. Fortunately, it's an area that I think is filled with opportunity because I think people are very receptive to this idea. Question, what assistance can you provide to island nations with limited landfill capacity and recycling opportunities and high transportation to markets cost? Well, I'd love to make a joke about coming down and visiting that island nation, but in all seriousness, I'd rather have that conversation offline. I don't have any personal technical expertise in this area, but there are a lot of technologies out there and a lot of systems out there for disposal in locations with limited landfill capacity. Those facilities can be scaled up to meet the disposal needs of even densely populated islands, And Mario, I look forward to discussing that issue with you at a time of your convenience. I don't see any further questions. Are there any other questions?
Again, if you'd like to ask a question by phone, please dial star one now. You do have a question on the line from Sally Bovin. Your line is now open.
No, actually, I typed mine. But I guess it was a follow-up question about the fatal accidents that occurred in the Northeast with some of the smaller haulers, which seems to be the case over and over again. So what can SWANA and David particularly you do to try and target some of the smaller companies and the local government employees to try and get the safety programs adopted? I know we've had some good success with the bigger private companies and some of the larger municipalities, but perhaps some of those smaller ones, how can we get to them?
Thank you, Sally. That's a really good question. It is more challenging to reach the smaller employers, both on the public sector side and the private sector side, with the safety messages that it's important to consider operational safety at all times, that everybody should wear their high-vis at all times, that people need to drive smartly and carefully and defensively. We're going to have to be very targeted with our messaging and make our messaging to be accessible to those small companies. It's no good to have, 20-page long documents about how to be safe, because people at those companies, frankly, won't read them. We need to be focused in our communications. We need to be smarter in them. And it's those smaller companies in particular that are driving our high workplace fatality rate as an industry. Waste collection workers have the fifth highest workplace fatality rate in the United States. As I said before, that's not acceptable. And we at SWANA, hopefully partnering with NWRA and others to reduce the frequency of those unfortunate and tragic events and get us off the top 10 list. And Sally, I look forward to working with you to help make that happen.
And there are no further questions on the phone line.
Operator, I think that concludes the Q&A.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference call. You may now disconnect.